Don't eat meat? Don't like soy burgers? There's an alternative. A new food product called Quorn has arrived in the United States from Britain. Its maker, Marlow Foods, claims Quorn is healthy and tasty. Critics say the company is being a bit misleading when it comes to describing what Quorn is made from. They also want it tested for safety. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Quorn, that's Q-U-O-R-N, is the leading meat substitute in the United Kingdom and Europe. It comes in all shapes, sizes, and flavors. There are Quorn cutlets, nuggets, flavored as chicken, and there's Quorn grounds, flavored as hamburger. There's also lasagna and fettuccine Alfredo. It's low in fat and high in protein. It's a fungus. Its scientific name is Fusarium venenatum. And that's where the controversy begins. Michael Jacobson heads up the Center for Science in the Public Interest. He says the Food and Drug Administration should insist on accurate labeling for the product.
They pretend that this is made from mushrooms, according to the packaging, the advertising, the website, and all that. And it's not made from mushrooms. It's made from fungus. They might as well call them fungus burgers as anything else. We talked to one mycologist, that's a fungus expert, who said that This fusarium fungus is as closely related to mushrooms as humans are to jellyfish.
In the face of such criticism, the company sticks to its guns. After all, who wants to market a fungus? The story is that 20 years ago, a British company was seeking a way to feed an overpopulated world, and they searched the globe for cheap proteins, only to discover a lacy underground fungus in the soil right outside their laboratory. And they figured out how to grow the stuff in great quantities. David Wilson represents the company in the United States.
We take the basic spores and we put them into a glucose and nutrient solution where they can grow rapidly. When we actually harvest, it's got a texture very similar to pastry dough, and that's the foundation, the basic ingredient you'll find in all the products. We add a little bit of egg white, a little bit of vegetable flavoring.
The Center for Science in the Public Interest is also concerned about the safety of Quorn. They say the FDA should reconsider the release of Quorn until it's been tested for allergens and adverse reactions to new proteins. The company points to what it calls an excellent safety record in Europe, with only one out of 146,000 Quorn eaters reporting a problem. And the Center for Science in the Public Interest has divided opinions concerning the new foodstuff. Here's Michael Jacobson again.
It does have some benefits. It does seem healthful. There's very little saturated fat, the kind that clogs arteries. Ecologically, it's a wonder. You don't have to plant fields of soybeans to produce this. You can just set up a factory with a fermentation plant.
And CSPI's newsletter, Nutrition Action, awarded a Best Bites citation to Quorn this month, saying the product is made from a fungus, but a darn good tasting one. But we wanted to find out for ourselves. We sought out NPR gourmand Alex Chadwick, who threw some Quorn nuggets in the NPR microwave. He shared some with editorial assistant Jessica Goldstein, who's a vegetarian.
Okay, I'm going to try one of these. This is not bad. I would say it compares very favorably with a chicken nugget.
Pretty good. Better than tofu.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fungus.
Really? A fungus. It's great.
Michael Jacobson says Quorn may be giving us a glimpse of our culinary future.
What we might be eating 50 or 100 years from now, when we're short of land, when we're overpopulated, how much of our food supply could be created from things like bacteria, molds, other things that now we don't think of as food? And maybe our kids who grow up on these mold burgers may then grow up to like orange juice made from bacteria and chemicals.
Yum. John McChesney, NPR News, Washington.